Well, we're going to start looking back in time as we celebrate 50 years of serving the community here at WVIN Radio. And we're very fortunate to have with us Steve Rouse, a former announcer for the radio station back in, the early 70s. Does that sound right, Steve? Early 70s?
Well, I was afraid you were going to ask me that, Dave, but I think I moved to Bath, Hammond Sport area in 75.
Oh, okay. All right.
I could be a year off on either end, but yeah, I was there 75. And then I think I was there till, a number of years. And then went off to Charlottesville, Virginia, and Elmira to Weenie Radio.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I worked at WENY for a while myself.
Oh, you did? Okay. Yeah. Part of the alumni.
High atop the Mark Twain Hotel. Remember that?
That's right. And then I actually was doing mornings at ENY and afternoons at VIN at the same time. And that was a blast because I would confuse the two stations sometimes.
I know what you're talking about. I had three radio stations, and I worked part-time at all of them once, and it's like, oh, my gosh. It had three different names.
I would do things like, it's 72 degrees at Elmira in Bath. It's just like, oh, my God.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. But then I ended up coming back to VIN for another few years.
So you've got some significant time here, and you, from what I understand, you were broadcasting from the Pulteney's Parks location, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
What was that like there? I understand it was pretty small. Is that accurate?
Yeah, it was pretty small, but it was kind of neat because the studio had windows right to the park there, and so you could kind of keep an eye on what's going on, and people could kind of keep an eye on you. And I'll never forget my first time I went down there. Back then, you had an Associated Press machine. I can't remember. You either had an AP, Associated Press, or UPI, United Press International, like a teletype machine that would run 24 hours a day with news. And, of course, back then, in the morning, I did everything. I did the news, did the sports, did the weather, did the show. And so the first thing you did was go in there to the teletype and start ripping the paper off there and keeping what you needed and even what you didn't. But the interesting thing about that room, which I think used to be a vault or something, I think that building was a bank maybe or something. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming that building's still there.
Yeah, it is. I think it's an apartment complex now.
Oh, okay. And at times it was an apartment complex back then, too. but you... You would go into that little room, and I knew I was at a professional place when there were all egg cartons on the walls, glued to the walls to deaden the sound.
So you were part of the move to East Washington Street Extension, where we are right now, right?
Yes. So that was a major deal, Dave.
What was that like to kind of move from one place to another? I mean, I did it back when ENY Radio went from the Mark Twain Hotel to Ithaca Road in Horseheads.
Yeah, yeah.
That was things weren't as good. But anyway.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I don't remember being involved in actually packing boxes. I probably was because that's what you did, Yeah. And it was. To be honest with you, I kind of like Pulteney Square, as I said, because you were right there in town, kind of kept an eye on things. And actually, when the National Hotel burned, I gave a basic play-by-play because I could see everything going on across the park there.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Years and years ago. Yeah.
Once again,
it was, obviously the facility was a lot nicer, a lot more room, and it was certainly more customer friendly and more appealing to the eye, that's for sure.
We now have two studios here, one for WVIN and one for the AM, FM side, WABH. The AM has a translator now at 100.3.
Wow.
And we have upstairs our offices, downstairs our studios in production. So,
yep.
But once again,
I think excuse me a minute, Dave, but when we were there, when we moved there, offices upstairs, and there was just one, I remember this, there was the studio, there was a production, small production studio, but the main studio was really the whole downstairs. So you basically had this little setup in, you know, like 1,200 square feet, and the setup could have taken maybe 200 square feet. So it was like, I'm not sure what it sounded like on the air, but there was probably a lot of echo.
Yeah.
I'm thinking.
Now when you walk in, there's a wall there on the left, and you can walk in via a door, and there are two studios, one to the right, one to the left. And
oh, cool.
Then the other portion of it is like a lobby. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, set up pretty nice.
Well, you know, I do go back up there fairly often because I, you know, I still love the area. I love Hammondsport. That's where I lived for most of the time. So I bought some land on Hutch's Road, and I'll have to stop by. And
oh, I'd love to have a chance to meet you in person and maybe get you pop in and do the morning show with me one morning. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, I don't get up that early, though.
Well, we'll let you come in at 7 or 8.
Oh, okay.
That's now, you're working the farm, so, you know, you got to get up semi-early, right? Let's talk about Tradio, Steve, because that was a pretty big show. A lot of people loved it. You had some characters on it. Can you kind of reflect a little bit some of the memories of Tradio?
Well, you know, Tradio, yeah, that turned into quite the show. It, you know, it started normally as a buy, sell, trade, or rent, swap shop type of live show.
Yep.
Right? And somehow, over the course of time, it not only became, you know, a swap shop, but it became kind of its own soap opera, where you would have regular people that would call. I don't know how they got in every single morning because, I mean, the phones really never stopped blinking. Of course, we had 1,000 lines. I think we had two. But these few people would always get in. And in the one that I remember the most was Burness.
Mm-hmm.
Burness, I can't remember where she lived. What's the street that's actually 54?
Geneva Street. Geneva.
Yeah, I think she lived on Geneva Street. And Burness was a rather large lady. And if you would drive by her house, she would usually be on the porch. And but she would call every morning. She was quite the character. And after a while, pretty much everywhere I went, people yell, "Hey, Steve, how's Burness?" It wasn't Bernice. It was Burness.
Okay.
And I think, you know, we just had a lot of fun with the show, developed a lot of characters as if they needed developing, most of them.
What were some of the characters with the Steve Ralph show? Because I would like to kind of have you reflect on that a little bit.
You know what?
Or don't you remember?
Sure. Yeah. I don't know if I was, you know, in Baltimore, the show was full of characters. I don't recall doing any character. Maybe I did a few impersonations of people and stuff like that. I don't remember. But we did some of that when Scott Bloor was working. He did afternoons for a while. And I think he's still in the Corning area.
Yes, he is. As a matter of fact, I worked with him at a radio station in Corning for a while. It was Scott Fisher there, WCLI, which was on First Street in Corning. And we got to know each other, and we're still friends today, Scott Bloor. Yeah,
oh, good.
He's one of the guys I want to get a hold of and interview, like I am with you.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, we got to be really good friends, and we did a show during the noon hour called Out to Lunch. And, you know, with a double meaning, really. Yes, you could be out to lunch eating lunch, or you could just be, that guy's out to lunch. You know? And and that was more of a kind of a talk show, and we would usually just kind of start the show without much of a plan, and it would somehow go in whatever direction it was going to go, and we had T-shirts and everything. You know, it was a big deal.
Did you go out to a place with a lunch, or did you have it in studio?
No, that was in studio.
Okay. Yeah.
And I remember we had, you know, what we called, you know, the biggest yard sale known to man or something like that. And it was basically just Scott with his junk and me and my junk all at his place, which also I think was on Geneva Street. And I remember we really didn't have all that much stuff. And people would stop by and say, is this it? This is the biggest yard sale in the world.
Everybody took everything, right?
Yeah. Where did it go? But we had a blast with that show, and it was just a lot of fun. And we'd take some calls occasionally, and all that kind of stuff. But
sounds like fun.
Yeah,
radio.
Yeah, it was fun. We had a blast there, you know, I think the station did pretty well. I don't recall. I remember the owner, Maury Geffner, you know, he was a huge WHAM fan out of Rochester. And that was kind of his station. He may have grown up with that station or whatever, but they did a local ratings. And, of course, he assumed WHAM would still be the top station in the area. But it became that WVIN was. And I think that was the day that Maury thought, oh, okay, I think we're doing something right here. So that was good.
Well, you say about how many years do you think you were here at WVIN Radio?
Well, you know, two segments. I would say, I think I went to Charlottesville and then the Elmira thing. It didn't last long. It was maybe a year, year and a half, 2 years tops, like 78 maybe in 79, and then I came back maybe 80 to 84. So, you know, I would say 7 or 8 years there, probably.
Now, you mentioned Charlottesville, but your journey to Baltimore, how did that go? After Bath, I'm assuming you got a bigger and better offer to go elsewhere.
What happened was... I did. I was going through a divorce. The very famous Debbie Dribble and I of Haverling Sports fame decided to end our marriage, and so I took off for Maine and worked in Bangor for a year. And I'm not sure. I guess it was a step up, and. And then from there, came down here to Baltimore.
And you've been pretty popular from what I've been able to, you know, research at Baltimore. I think you got involved in television, too, didn't you?
Yeah, I was doing a little bit of this and a lot of that. And, yeah, the show down here really, really took off. I mean, I came down here and was working at one station, which at that time was 92 Star, and I was there for about 3 years, and then got the morning gig at WQSR, and that's where the Rouse and Company show took off, and we did that show for 17 years, Dave.
Wow!
And it was, you know, it was a wacky, nutty morning show. Really, it was the kind of show that I always wanted to do since I was. Like 5 years old or something. A lot of characters, a lot of bits, taking calls. We're out constantly at gigs, and it was pretty successful. We were number one in Baltimore for a lot of years, and you know, just a ton of fun. I remember going into that show because we had, you know, those four or five other people on that show too, and I said, you know, we got to be out. We got to get out. You know, meet people, shake the hands, you know, just be seen. And because you figure a show like that was going to last, you know, 2 or 3 years, 5 tops maybe. So we're out constantly, you know, and of course doing the morning show as well. So after 5 years, I began to get a little tired, and I was thinking, well, you know, it can't last all that much longer. And after 8 or 9 years, still 12 years. By 17 years, I was exhausted, Dave.
Yeah. Now that was mornings, right? So you're getting up pretty early.
Yeah. And it just never ended.
You know? I mean, my alarm starts at 4, and I.
Oh yeah. And that morning show started in '88, 6 to 10, and then you know everything began to get earlier with people trying to beat the traffic or have you, and so then it became 5:30 to 10, and then the last few years it was 5 to 10.
Wow.
Yeah. You had to get up early, for sure.
Yeah, that. Yeah, of course, you got to do prep and everything like that.
A lot of prep.
You're not active in radio, but you're not, I guess, out of broadcasting. Tell us what you're doing now as far as you're using your vocal cords.
Yeah, well, which are a little hoarse at the moment, apparently. We have the farm here, and so we do that. That's the main thing. And then... which started, by the way, in Bath. I bought a few acres up on Hutch's Road and started doing a homesteading type of adventure up there where I learned a lot of stuff. And that continues today. We have a farm market here and do produce and eggs and honey and all that kind of stuff. But right now, you know, I still do a few voiceover things. After the Rouse & Company show ended, I worked some fill-in stuff at 98 Rock here in Baltimore and BAL and a few other stations, and was doing a lot of voiceover stuff, a few things actually around the country. And now I do a lot of stuff for the ABC affiliate in Baltimore, Channel 2, and a few other things. But I have a little studio here in the house, but I don't actively pursue that at this point. But you know, still have a few things I do, but I'm not doing a show or anything like that. I just don't want to get up at 3 a.m., Dave.
I don't. I don't blame you. Yeah,
I've had it.
At a certain point, you don't want to do that anymore. And fortunately, I haven't reached that yet. But some mornings, it's like, oh, well, how much longer am I going to do this?
I remember. Standing in the shower and saying, oh, I can't wait to get home and go back to bed.
Well, once I get the motor running, I get...
You're right, I know, exactly. Yeah.
Again, we're talking with Steve Rice. We're celebrating 50 years here at WVIN Radio. So what do you think about that? 50 years, a local radio station.
I know.
Isn't that cool?
It's very cool. And I don't remember if... I think somebody reached out to me, maybe through Facebook or something, and told me you were having the celebration, and I was like, hey, I want to be part of this.
All right, well, we appreciate that.
Yeah, it was cool, and like the station's still motoring along in good shape, and you guys are doing a great job.
Well, we got a really nice classic hits format, and it's gone over very well, and we also have our other station, which is our sister station, It's Country, which, you know, this is a very big, country area as far as music. People love their country. And what kind of format did you have when you were working here as far as music?
Oh, my God. I've been a lot of places, Dave.
I'm asking a tough question. Sorry, Steve.
Yeah, that's right. Characters, format. It was basically a top 40 station.
Okay.
And... it was kind of, I got to be honest with you, it was sort of divided up. Like, I did the morning show till 10, and then Ann, who was the station owner's wife, did 2 hours, and that was called Coffee with Ann. And that was kind of informational and more easy listening music. And then the rest of the day, we went back to the top 40.
Well, as you know, today's radio, it's pretty much, the format is pretty much consistent all day long. They don't get into the quote block programming anymore.
No,
there's a lot of choices, a lot of genres, a lot of opportunities to listen to music besides radio.
Yep. No kidding. I'm seeing a big change for sure in radio.
Well, Steve, next time you're in the Bath area, please reach out, and I'd love to have you stop by. You can see the studio has no turntables anymore. No cart machines. Everything's on a computer now.
And what am I going to do with all my vinyl?
Hang on to it. Maybe you could sell it at a yard sale. Steve Rouse's yard sale.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, you know what, Dave? I definitely will do that. I try to get back. I just love the area. I still consider it, home. And we got so involved, and one thing we didn't hit on. I mean, I just did a lot of local sports broadcast up there for Bath and Hammond Sport, and
we're still doing that. We focus a lot on high school sports now. Good, yeah. Good. Well, it's local radio, and that's what's going to survive in today's radio battle.
Yeah.
If you're local, you're going to be able to retain audience. If you're not local, and it's just not going to have the excitement of local radio,
Yeah, I totally agree. Well, some great talking with you, Dave. I definitely will stop in.
All right.
Really will.
Thank you very much. Once again, Steve Rouse with us here as we look back in time on 98.3 WVIN.